replica of a 17th century brig known as La Grasse, which belonged to the first Czech naval captain, Augustin Hedman, set sail for the first time earlier this month from Suez, Egypt. The wooden vessel, which captures all the atmosphere and charm of the historic original, was the dream of a group of Czech sailing enthusiasts. Built in an Egyptian shipyard, the new La Grasse, remarkably, took relatively little time to complete, just 2 years. Now it will spend the winter on the Red Sea before moving on to other destinations in the spring. Josef Dvorský is the captain of the new La Grasse.
Construction only took 2 years, almost to the day, which I think has to be a world record. Similar projects usually take 4, 6, or even 8 years to complete. The wooden parts of the brig were built by locals, while the electronics were done by Czech experts. The planning, of course, took much longer. 3 years of searching in the archives, preparing blueprints, and so on. We also wanted the vessel to have a bit of home, and because you'll find no trees in the Sahara, the masts come all the way from the Czech Moravian highlands. Famous Czech seafarer Rudy Krautschneider helped us chop those down.
Takže borovice se přivezly z Vysočiny a pomáhal nám je kácet známý český mořeplavec Ruda Krautschneider.
The new La Grasse, says Captain Dvorský, will serve multiple purposes. On the one hand, it will allow valuable training for young cadets. On the other, it will be available for unique holiday opportunities. He said in order to pay for itself, the brig needs to generate an annual revenue of around 7 million crowns. That's the equivalent of around $370,000.
Wooden vessels have a soul and have a sense of history, and the new La Grasse is a perfect replica down to the very smallest detail. It can be used without the slightest change as a sailing ship in historic films. Of course, it also has to meet all international safety standards, so it is packed with the latest electronics and technology. It has not only sails, but an engine too, so it's a bit of both. If you want to play at being a pirate, you can. But in the evening, you can also retire to comfortable quarters. The best of both worlds.
Takže vlastně je to takový kontrast dvou světů.
The original La Grasse was bought by Augustin Hedman, who emigrated from Bohemia to the Netherlands and later to America, where he operated as a merchant in New Amsterdam. In the 1640s, Hedman spent several years as a privateer in the employ of the Dutch governor. The six-gun La Grasse, a fairly small vessel just 30 meters in length, attacked Spanish ships and successfully seized their booty, earning fame.
Hedman worked as a merchant who imported goods like indigo or tobacco from the Caribbean, but he was also granted the right to operate as a privateer, harassing Spanish ships. And although in naval terms La Grasse was small, only a brig, it defeated 2 Spanish frigates and seized their gold, transported from Central or South America. We were actually very happy to hit upon La Grasse when we first decided that we wanted to build a historic vessel. We searched for a Czech Columbus, but had difficulty finding one. Bohemia is, after all, a land with no seashores. It's a landlocked country. So Hedman was the first Bohemian naval captain with a fairly well-known vessel, and his history as a privateer was perfect.
The new La Grasse can be manned by a minimal crew, anywhere from 4 to 30 people. Captain Josef Dvorský again.
We wanted to be able to operate with a minimum of 4, which means the ship's captain, navigator, chief engineer, and cook. Of course, in tough weather conditions and tougher areas and at full sail, you need another 10 to 14 hands.
The training of cadets is one of the ways how La Grasse will pay for itself.
We have all sorts of grants ready by which young students will be able to take part in the sail training program organized each year by Sail Training International. Lots of young people are attracted to such programs each year. But that will not be our only means of revenue. There are 7 first-class cabins where regular tourists will be able to experience a holiday like no other under white sails.
As for the launch earlier in December, Josef Dvorský said it was a success and said the view from the deck was wonderful.
atmosféra na lodi je báječná, protože samozřejmě jsme měli ohromnou radost toho, že všechno vyšlo podle plánu, tak jsme.
The atmosphere was great and we were very happy with the way the launch went. There were no hitches, but it wasn't easy. Computer animation suggested that the launch would be very tight because the depth where LaGrasse went into the water was just 2.5 meters, while LaGrasse needs at least 3. But with the use of classic technology and a caterpillar pushing, the Egyptians successfully got the vessel into deeper water. Many people connected with the project, not only myself and those there, but also back in the Czech Republic and Slovakia, were thrilled.
The Czech team will spend the winter months on the Red Sea conducting tests and adding final touches. And in the spring, they'll sail for Greece.
Some final details remain. A lot of things need to be fine-tuned, and we need to put up and adjust all the sails. Some of it is complicated technology. After that, we will sail in the region of Egypt and remain in these parts till next April. Then we will set sail for Greece, where LaGrasse will be christened with the classic smashing of a bottle of champagne. In the spring and summer, we will sail around the Mediterranean, and when the weather begins to cool, we are ready to cross the Atlantic for the Caribbean.
Naval Captain Josef Dvorský ending that edition of Czechs Today by Jan Wellinger.